Welcome back to Sports Day, and it's nice to get inside the Perth Glory and to a bloke who returns to Western Australia. He's finally seen the light after spending some time at the Western Sydney Wanderers and more recently at the Central Coast Mariners, but he returns to play for our Perth Glory, and I'm speaking of Jack Clisby, who joins us here on Sports Day. Jack, welcome. How are you going, mate?
Going really well, guys. Yeah, as you say, it's been a long time coming, but it's good that I'll be finally getting to pull back on that purple jersey of Perth Glory and really looking forward to the season ahead.
So a boy that spent some time here, of course, back in 2013-15, it seems like so long ago. In fact, it is. It's 6 years ago. Why have you decided to venture back west this time around?
Perth's my home, and it's where I started my career, and you know I've got a special place in my heart for the club, and I always have and always said one day I wanted to return to the club, and I felt that it was the right time, you know, especially with the coaching staff that is on board and the team that they're building. I really wanted to be part of that, and so to finally be back and be part of this squad, I'm just super excited, and yeah, as I said, can't wait.
Jack, has COVID had anything to do in you making your decision to be back home close to family, which has been really hard? A lot of people have been separated from family and they've found it tough.
I wouldn't say that was the reason for the move. You know, this decision was made before, you know, COVID was even happening. As I said, I had a place in my heart for the club, and I wanted to return one day, and it seemed the right time to do so, especially, you know, raising a family. Family is important. That was one of the factors, but the main factor was, you know, being back part of this club and with the people involved. You know, I know the people, and they're good people, and they're people I want to work for and people in the team that I want to play with. So I played with quite a few of the players at various clubs, and so it's been... on a personal transition point, fitting into the team has been a good transition for me, and I've fitted in quite well. And you know, everyone's really friendly, and there's a good bit of banter around the group. You can tell they've spent quite a bit of time with each other last season with all their travels and that. They've got to really get to know each other quite well. So, but yeah, I seem to be fitting in quite well, I think.
That's all that matters, what you think at the end of the day. But let's go back to last year, obviously at Central Coast Mariners, and you blokes started on fire. It was like the year Leicester City took out the Premier League title. It had that feel about it because you came from nowhere. Can you share a bit about that momentum that you had?
Yeah, I think it came down to just a good bunch of people there. You know, the boys really dug deep together. They weren't as resourced as, you know, your Melbourne Cities and your bigger clubs like that. So I think what drove the success of that is the camaraderie of the squad we had and the hard work. And I've seen the effects that can have. And I can see that has the potential and beyond that for the squad that we're building at Perth. And I really want to be part of that. I want to help drive that. And, you know... As you say, it's been 6 years, but I'm probably one of the senior boys now at 29 years old. So I think I can probably add that experience and bring some of that, help bring some of that culture towards the club. I mean, it already had that there, but I want to bring my experience and leadership towards that aspect of the team.
At the Mariners, I think you would have crossed paths with Usain Bolt. Was he there during the period you were there? And what was that experience like?
Yes, he was there. It was quite an unusual experience, you know, that the fastest man in the world all of a sudden has decided he wants to play football, and it happened to be at the Central Coast Mariners at the time I was there, which was an interesting interesting scenario where he sort of came in. He was rather unfit, and you know, technically he wasn't the greatest, but you could see the improvement. He actually did improve quite a bit in his time whilst training with us. But just to have someone like of his stature around the dressing room, it was kind of quite surreal, I guess, in the terms of, you know, who he is and what he's done in his profession of sport. He was just like any other bloke, I guess. So you just talk to him. He's just like any one of us. So. That was a good, I guess it was a good experience for him, and it was nice for us to be, you know, around a well-known idol in the sporting world.
Well-known. I think he's probably the greatest, the most well-known in the world with these achievements. He's just 3 seconds faster than the rest of us. But you've also played with Richard Garcia when you were at the Perth Glory. He was a part of that squad. Was that a reasoning for coming back because you know him quite well?
Yes, it was definitely one of the factors that Garcia is the coach and, you know, the coaching staff he also has alongside him with, you know, Stevie McGarry, Chris Coyne, Ruben Zadkovich. You know, these are all guys that I used to look up to when I was one of the younger boys pushing through, and you know, you looked up to them, the experienced boys, played at the highest of levels, and now that they're the coach, it's you know, that was one of the factors that I wanted to come back and continue learning as a footballer, and they would have gained even more knowledge and experience throughout the years that I wasn't playing with them, and now that they've become coaches, I know that I've come to a place where I'm going to continue to learn and continue to grow as a player.
Brandon O'Neill's probably got a similar story to you. He was at the club, he went away, he was very good for Sydney FC for a long time, and he's coming back, and you guys would have crossed paths before, no doubt.
Yeah, so we were both back playing together in that period, and as you say, we both sort of went off in different paths, play against each other quite a few times, and you know, Brenner had a lot of success at Sydney, so it's great to have him back with his experience himself and a few of the other faces. It's just, it's a really good squad that we're building. There's quite a lot of Perth youngsters in the squad as well, which is great, and good youngsters. You know, you can see they've got huge potential, and even from last season, a lot of the young players got a good amount of chances and good minutes under their belt, and I think they're just going to capitalise on that and grow this season as well with the competing squad that we have. So overall, it's a really well-rounded group and good people as well.
This is what we want to hear this year. Adrian Sataniero scores. Can you tell us more about the recruit? Has he arrived from overseas or are you yet to meet him?
Well, yet to meet him, mate. I'm sure he's in doing his quarantine at the moment, but... his name's up in the change room, so we're just waiting on him the day he arrives. So it'll be nice to meet him and see him and see what he can bring to the club as well.
Now, just on that point, Hayes has just got excited and elevated himself about him scoring. What about you, mate? You are yet to score a goal for Glory. You scored four while you're at Central Coast. You scored one for Western Sydney in 37 appearances. Are we going to see you push forward and break the donut here for the Perth Glory?
Clisby! That's what we want to hear. Oh, are we going to hear that?
Reckon, Jack, come on, son.
Yeah, no, I've actually envisioned that, and I'm looking forward to that moment, and I'm going to make it a task of mine to at least get one on the board, and I think if I get one, then, you know, the confidence kind of grows. I think I only scored two goals last season, and they were... the back end of the season, I think, one week after the other. So, I think the confidence builds after one. So it's just getting that one and you know, celebrating with the shed. Looking forward to that.
We've heard Castro a few times across his career. What's he up to, Diego Castro?
I'm not too sure. You'd probably have to ask one of the other boys that know him really well. He hasn't been around training. I'm not quite sure in that situation. I don't know Diego personally. But yeah, that's something you'd have to ask someone that's obviously been with him and played with him throughout the last few seasons. There's no confirmation on where Diego's up to. So not the man to ask that question.
No, that's no worries. We've got Clisby, so we don't need Castro this year. But what does the season look like? Do you have much information about when it starts and how it's going to be rolled out?
Well, yeah, the dates are penciled in for, I believe, the back end of October. I'm not in charge of the A-League. There's obviously speculation that there might be changes, if not and when. But, I mean, our goal at the moment is to make sure we have a good pre-season. We've got plenty of weeks to do so and prepare, you know, physically, mentally and tactically. So... and that's what we've been doing. It's been a tough pre-season so far, and we're looking to get some games under our belt in the next couple of weeks, which is good, playing some local sides, which we're all excited for.
Welcome home. Nice to chat. As you can hear, Hayes is excited. Mate, thread one early in the season so that we can get him over and done with. And we'll see you in action soon, mate.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Jack Clisby there, home to the Perth Glory, and he is a very experienced player. He's played many games, 37 he played for Western Sydney, 71 for Central Coast, and he played 29 back for the Perth Glory from 13 to 15 before he headed east.
How do you see that panning out, Carl, with their season due late October? It's going to be another challenging period for them, you'd think, on the road.
Well, it is, but I suppose they've got to get smart here, because we've seen what Cricket Australia have done with the WBBL, moving that down to Tasmania, but going to be playing the first 20 matches there. We've seen what the NRL have had to do. They've moved the matches up to Queensland. They're going to play the big one there at Suncorp Stadium, first time in 114 years. We've got the AFL Grand Final being played here, Hayes, in Western Australia for the first time ever, and it's likely, hopefully, to be the only time, and things will start get back to normal. We know that the plan is to open up the country in some states, and we're hoping that that can be by December. I'm not holding my breath on that front.
Maybe for our state.
I don't think so. So therefore, there is going to be some hoops that they're going to have to jump to. So I think moving to a state like whether it's WA, South Australia, Tasmania, even Queensland, Northern Territory, they are places where you can go and play and not be affected too much and not have to, say, quarantine and lock yourself up in a hotel. So if they can get that done, then I think that'll go a long way to making sure that they can get through.
Tough financially, though, isn't it, on Tony Sage and all the other clubs, because they rely so much on their members. It's more about that. But they do have the new broadcast rights deal this year.
Yep, they sure do. Great to have a chat to Jack. We'll clear a commitment, come back, and we'll finish off with a chase for charity tonight and let you know what's coming up on Monday here on Sports Day.